Engineers have concluded that much of downtown New Orleans should not have flooded during Hurricane Katrina. While the eastern part of the city was overwhelmed by storm surge, the flooding downtown happened because walls along canals gave way. Investigators today said the foundations were faulty. They said it's unclear if the walls were inadequately designed or if people building the walls cut corners. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum.
Four teams have been investigating the flooding. Representatives from each appeared before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs today. Ivor Van Heerden led a team picked by the state of Louisiana. He said it appeared parts of the canal walls were built over unsteady ground. He showed a photo of the breach in the 17th Street Canal, where the water had uncovered old tree stumps.
And you can see the cypress stumps that occur about in this area about every 15 feet. So New Orleans was built in an old swamp, and it suggests that where the 17th Street Canal breach occurred, we were sitting on top of an old swamp deposit.
Van Heerden said he believed the water forced its way under the wall and eroded the foundation. The wall eventually gave way. The Army Corps of Engineers had originally claimed that water came over the top of the 17th Street Canal, that the hurricane was beyond what they had built for. But Van Heerden says high water marks indicate that was not the case. Two other independent investigating teams agreed and released a report today. Senator Joe Lieberman said he had read the report and found it shocking.
Notwithstanding how strong Hurricane Katrina was, a lot of the flooding of New Orleans should never have happened if the levees had done what they were supposed to do.
So were the walls not designed well, or did someone cut corners? It's not clear. At a place where the London Canal wall failed, the pilings were driven 11 feet below sea level. But Van Heerden says the other side of the canal, which did not break, had deeper pilings that went down 26 feet. Raymond Seed, an engineer at the University of California, Berkeley, who led one of the investigative teams, says different documents give different specifications for how deep the wall in the 17th Street Canal was supposed to go.
It may not have been the result of human error. There's a high likelihood that it was. But we're receiving some very disturbing reports from people who were involved in some of these projects, and it suggests that perhaps not just human error was involved. There may have been some malfeasance. Some of the sections may not have been constructed as they were designed.
Seed said afterward that members of his team had heard from at least a dozen people, some of whom had firsthand knowledge of the construction of the canal walls in these areas.
Examples of allegations would be sheet pile lengths being less than were perhaps called for, things that would save significant time and money and certainly be expedient.
Seed said it was unclear how many of these stories were true, and if so, what role they might have played in the failure of the canal walls. The walls were built by the Army Corps of Engineers or contractors hired by them. The Corps says its own investigation won't be complete until July. Paul Malacher is leading the Corps' effort to gather forensic data.
Over the next 8 months, an interagency task force will conclude the collection of the data and rationally test various hypotheses about the behavior of the infrastructure.
Raymond Seed of Berkeley said he had some sympathy for the Corps. Everyone is interested in levees now, but when there isn't a big storm, he said, they're just miles of dirt. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.